from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing in at 3 pounds in dark green shorts, Gather Comprehensive! And in this corner, also weighing in at 3 pounds in maroon shorts, Gather Comprehensive!
Huh?
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half 3/4 of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, weighing in at the equivalent of 88 Gather Comprehensives, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We are in the 10th week of Ordinary Time, the 4th week after Pentecost, and our 137th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. You may hear a considerable amount of humming noise on today's show, and the reason being is that it's just been so dang hot here in Christos Vincit land that we've had no choice but to run our trusty air conditioner. Gotta cool off somehow, right? Hey, today we're gonna wrap up our dark green versus maroon bout. That is, compare the two editions of GIA's Gather Comprehensive Hymnal. But first, here are them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, jungle screechers! Well, let's check out our feast for the week here for the 10th week of Ordinary Time, the 4th week after Pentecost, depending on which form of the Mass you're celebrating. We'll start with Monday, June 9th, Extraordinary Form, Low Mass Commemoration, Saints Primus and Felician. In the Ordinary Form, Optional Memorial, Saint Ephraim. Tuesday, Extraordinary Form, Third Class, Saint Margaret. Wednesday, the 11th, Extraordinary Form, Third Class, and in the Ordinary Form, Memorial, Saint Barnabas. Yes, Saint Barnabas, the Apostle and Companion of Saint Paul. Thursday, June 12th, Extraordinary Form, Third Class, St. John of San Facundo, for the Low Mass commemoration of Saints Basilides, Cyrenius, Nabor, and Nazarius. Friday the 13th, in the Extraordinary Form, Third Class, and in the Ordinary Form Memorial, St. Anthony of Padua. Saturday the 14th, in the Extraordinary Form, Third Class, St. Basil the Great, and in the Ordinary Form Optional Memorial, Our Lady Saturday. And finally, Sunday the 15th, I'll be doing Mass in both of these forms, by the way, this Sunday. In the Extraordinary Form, 5th Sunday after Pentecost, I'll be doing that monthly traditional Latin Mass at St. Leo's. And in the Ordinary Form, the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time, I'll be doing 3 Masses, filling in for a friend of mine in a church in Providence. For great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the new Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Okay, let's open up our suggestion box here for the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time, this Sunday coming up. Let's start with our introit. Exaudi Domine voce meam, quod clamaviate. Adiutor meus esto, ne de relinquas me neque dispicias ad me. Deus salutaris meus. Salmus. Dominus illuminatio mea, et salus mea. Quem timebo? Translation. O Lord, listen to my voice, which has called out to you. Deign to be my help. Forsake me not, despise me not, O God, my Savior. Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Now, just like last week's introit, this comes from Psalm 27 or 26 in the Vulgate. What's a little different here is that what began the introit of last week is now the psalm verse for this week. Again, I make mention of the hymn, God is my strong salvation. It's a hymn I suggested last week. Now, for those using the lectionary option for the intervening chants in between the first and second readings, the responsorial psalm, "We are his people, the sheep of his flock," along with verses from Psalm 100 or from the Vulgate, Psalm 99. Three hymns come to mind as being directly related to Psalm 100 that can be used, not in place of the responsorial psalm, but maybe in one of the usual hymn spots of the Mass. Two of these you're probably very familiar with: "All People That on Earth Do Dwell," and if your choir still sings in the summer months, let's not forget the beloved old 100th psalm tune, the choral and orchestral version of the same hymn as arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. If you want something a little bit lighter, you might want to try "All the Earth Proclaim the Lord" by Lucian Dyce. That one works really well. And for a really cool Lost 45, go to Worship 2 or Worship 3 for the hymn "Come Rejoice Before Your Maker." This is a text written by Michael Bauhin, and the tune is called "Jubilate Deo," written by Noel Tredinick. The Alleluia verse is, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe in the good news." My matching hymn suggestion here is, of course, "The Kingdom of God." The text here, written by Bryn A. Rees, and the tune is "Laudate Dominum" by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. By the way, that'll be my closing hymn this Sunday for the extraordinary form of the Mass. Graduale chants, if you're using that option. We'll start with the gradual. "Protector noster aspice Deus et respice super servos tuos. Domine Deus virtutem auxaudi preces servorum tuorum. Behold, O God, our protector, and look down upon your servants. O Lord of hosts, hear the prayers of your servants." These are a couple of select verses from Psalm 84 or 83 in the Vulgate. The Alleluia verse: "Domine in virtute tua laetabitur rex, et super salutare tuum exultabit vehementer." The king shall rejoice in your strength, and in your salvation he shall be exceedingly joyful. And that is the beginning verse of Psalm 21 or 20 in the Vulgate. The offertory: "Benedicam Dominum qui mihi tribuit intellectum, providebam Deum in conspectu meo semper, quoniam ad dextris est mihi ne commovea." I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. I set the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. And that is Psalm 16 or 15 in the Vulgate. Now the communion: "Una peti ad Domino hoc requiram, ut inhabitem in domo Domini omnibus diebus vitae mei." One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek: to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And this is the fourth verse of Psalm 27 or Vulgate 26. By the way, if anyone is interested, ask me about an original hymn tune. Well, this is actually an adaptation of a chant tune called "Unam Peti." I used it to set the text, "Oh That I Could Forever Dwell," an 1842 hymn text written by Elizabeth Reed. I'll link the melody and text-only version in today's show notes. If anybody wants a more full version of that, please send me a line. Cantica Nova Publications has once again a slew of hymn suggestions that would fit very well for this Sunday's Mass, way too many to mention in a normal-length podcast. So I'm simply going to leave a link in the show notes for their page for the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And we'll be back. Don't do this at church. Psst. Hey, Bobby. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your offertory check bounced. Over the past few weeks, we've been involved in a little mini-series called A Tale of Two Gather Comprehensives, where we've been comparing the 1994 dark green cover edition of the Gather Comprehensive hymnal with the 2004 maroon cover edition of the hymnal by the same name. And we've been seeing what good pieces from one book are missing in the other. Last week we got as far as the Unity section. Today we're going to continue with the Gathering section, and we're going to take these books right to the end. Let's go. This is the day when light was first created. This is a text by Fred Kahn, set to the tune Northbrook by Reginald Thatcher. This appears in the dark green version of Gather Comprehensive and is dropped in the maroon. Now the silence, now the peace. Text by Yaroslav Vajda, tuned by Carl Schalk. And this is one of those unique one-verse hymns with an oddball meter. Appears in the dark green edition and dropped in maroon. And the same thing goes with Joyous Light of Heavenly Glory, one of Marty Hagen's better works. Sing of Mary, Pure and Lowly, the classic Marian hymn set to the tune Pleading Savior. Now this appears in the dark green hymnal with three verses. Now in the maroon book, the hymn appears as Sing of Mary, Meek and Lowly, with the rest of the text untouched. However, an extra middle verse in honor of St. Joseph, the husband of Mary, was also inserted in the maroon book. This extra verse was written by Omer Westendorf a few decades back and had been added earlier to books from World Library and J.S. Pollock. All Who Claim the Faith of Jesus, a text by Vincent Stuckley Stratton Coles and set to the tune Tilflicht, which dates back to 1899. Now this appears in the dark green hymnal and dropped in the maroon. By the way, there's an even better tune. The title eludes me at the moment, but this appears in the hymnal Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, which is unfortunately currently out of print. That hymnal in question was the brainchild of the late Dr. Theodore Maurier, founder of the Boston Archdiocesan Choir School. Give Thanks to God on High, text by Timothy Dudley Smith, tuned by Father Jim Chaponis. Appears in the dark green, dropped in the maroon. Oh, by the way, a better tune appears in the Collegeville hymnal, available from Liturgical Press. Out of the Depths, text by Ruth Duck, tuned by Robert Battistini. Now this appears in the dark green hymnal and dropped in the maroon. O Food of Exiles Lowly! This is a translation of the Latin O Excaviatorum, set to the tune Innsbruck. And this Innsbruck is found in some hymnals with the title First Friday. And this also appears in the dark green and dropped in the maroon. Same thing with Greet Now the Swiftly Changing Year. And that's a text by Yaroslav Vajda, the same guy that gave us Now the Silence. And the tune is by Alfred V. Fedak. Christ Has Promised to Be Present. Text by Ray E. Whitney. Set to the tune Stuttgart. Newly copyrighted in 1994. Probably a little bit too late for the dark green book, but added in the maroon. As We Gather at Your Table. Text here by Carl P. Daw. And this is set to the early American tune Holy Manna. I have seen it in other books to the tune Nettleton, another early American tune. Both of these tunes are very good. The hymn appears not in the dark green, but added in the maroon. No Wind at the Window, text by John Bell and set to the Gaelic tune Colum Sile, which is a derivative of another Gaelic tune, Domnach Trionoidi, which one often finds with the hymn Those Who Love and Those Who Labor. And this one, again, not in the dark green hymnal, but added in the maroon. Transform Us as You Transfigured. Text by Sylvia Dunstan, set to the tune Picardy, which one can normally find with the tune Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. And again, not in the dark green hymnal, but added in the maroon. O Mary of Promise. Text by Stephen Warner of Notre Dame Folk Choir fame. Set to a Gaelic tune called Sioban ni Laugai Hire. Please, if someone fluent in Irish, please correct me on the pronunciation of this one. But anywho, Worship 2 and Worship 3 both use this tune with a hymn called With Jesus for Hero. Nice tune. Now, since the latest copyright on this one is 2001, obviously this is brand new for the Maroon book. For all the saints who've shown your love, text by John Bell, set to the English folk tune O Wally Wally. Also written, too late to make the cut for the dark green book, but it has been added for the maroon. Christ be in your senses. Text by Mary Louise Bringle, set to a rather lovely melody called Appalachian Fall, written by William Rowan. Written in 2002 and added for the maroon book. This one is a keeper, by the way. It's nice. Our Father, We Have Wandered. Text by Kevin Nichols, set to the classic tune Passion Chorale. Now, this one appeared in Worship 3, which was, mind you, published in 1986. I was very surprised to see that it did not make the cut in the dark green gather, but it did get added in the 2004 maroon. Good recovery there. Very good recovery. It's a beautiful tune with a beautiful text. And finally, This Is My Song, a patriotic text set to the tune Finlandia by Jean Sibelius. Wasn't in the dark green book, but it was added in the maroon. Now, this finishes off our series, A Tale of Two Gather Comprehensives. However, it's never too late to receive feedback. Let me know which one you think is better. You can email me, write me on my Facebook wall, on the message boards, or within our new Facebook group, Fans of Christos Vincent Anywhere. We don't bite. And now here's our musical guest, the St. Joseph Choir of Columbia, South Carolina. You have just heard the St. Joseph Choir of Columbia, South Carolina, directed by Teresa S. Riley. Praise ye the Lord, Psalm 150, written by Cesar Franck. The St. Joseph Church Choir comes courtesy of GarageBand, www.garageband.com. And you can check out their choir's website at stjosephchurchchoir.org. And Saint is abbreviated as ST, stjosephchurchchoir.org. Crystals Vintage presents Crystals Vintage Sports. And here are your snarky sportscasters, Brian and Seamus. Hello, sports fans, and welcome to our Crystals Vintage Sports Desk, brought to you by Viagra, the drug that works like steroids but hasn't been banned from Major League Baseball. Yet. This year so far has been the year of sports flip-flops and surprises.
Yeah, can you believe? First of all, since the Bishop Lynch Rays took the devil out of their team name, their team has gone from last place over the past few years to just one game out of first this year, fighting it out with the Cardinal O'Malley Red Sox. The Rays have never gone over 500 before, and right now they're at 580. See? Lose the devil, and God works wonders for you.
Yes, they do. On the other hand, those 2007 World Series runner-ups, the Archbishop Shepherd Rockies, are in dead last in the NL West right now. They have the worst record in the National League and the third worst in the majors, with only the Bishop Finn Royals and the Archbishop Brunette Mariners having worse records.
And back to the winning side of things, the best record in the majors right now goes to not the Red Sox, not the Rays, but the Cardinal George Cubs. Speaking of Cardinal George, his White Sox are the only team in the American League Central to be over 500 right now.
And outside of the baseball world, Cardinal O'Malley has two other teams that really turned around this year. First, the Bruins, who hadn't even come close to making the playoffs for 2 years straight, actually made it this year, albeit losing to the Cardinal Turcotte Canadiens. The Celtics went from worst to first and are currently in the NBA Finals with the Cardinal Mahoney Lakers, currently leading the series 2-1. Yep, last year the Celtics were the worst team in the NBA.
Oh, and hey, remember when I made that mark a couple of years ago about steroids? Man, if I only had some steroids!
Yeah, that was when the Red Sox were falling apart, right? I think it was after they lost 5 straight to the Cardinal Eagan Yankees, am I right?
Yeah, I think it was around that time. Anywho, did you read the New York Daily News last week?
I haven't read the New York News in years.
Well, you probably remember that Roger Clemens was named umpteen times by the Senator Mitchell steroids report.
Yeah.
And of course, Roger vehemently denies taking any banned substances.
Yep, okay.
Well, the New York News revealed that Roger Clemens and several other players used, get this, Viagra, to improve their performance on the field. And because it's not a banned substance by Major League Baseball or any other sports league, he got away with it.
Yeah, and to boot, you see, Viagra is a legal prescription drug. However, the Anti-World Doping Agency is studying now to determine the use of the drug, whether or not it can be considered cheating on the field.
Not to mention cheating on their wives.
Yeah. Well, to end this on a positive note, I have some great news. Big Poppy himself, David Ortiz, is no longer a citizen of the Dominican Republic. He is now a full-fledged citizen of the good old U.S. of A., Way to go, Poppy, and welcome to our great nation. Yeah. Crystals Vintage.
Lucky music and fun. That's us.
And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
Grabbing each other's hand and making a love chain is not appropriate posture while singing or saying the Lord's Prayer at Mass. If you see this happening, spread the germ around, or perhaps that Our Father holding hand, or Alcoholics Anonymous, maybe.
Ego sum viandis Michaelis pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. What's a good way to spend your summer vacation? By taking full advantage, of course, of our Crystals Vintage Anywhere interactive corner. We have all sorts of cool things to do there. You can cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley. We've been falling short on Podcast Alley votes as of late, getting about 2 to 3 a month. With just a little help from you, we can get back to our old counts of 6 to 8 votes a month, or even more. There's also the Crystal Sphincter Anywhere official message forums where you can leave feedback for any and all episodes of Crystal Sphincter Anywhere and Crystal Sphincter TV. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can give us a dig, that's D-I-G-G. You can even join our ever-growing Facebook group, Fans of Crystal Sphincter Anywhere. There's also a link to YouTube and Pyro.TV, where you can watch video episodes of Crystal Sphincter TV. Finally, there is our Krakuska Kielbasa Wall of Fame. Check out the link in our show notes on how you can get your neighborhood deli posted there. Do it in between trips to the beach, cookouts, campouts, beer runs, ball games, and runnings of the bull. And as per usual, we thank you for your support. Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Crystal Sphincter, the blog, is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Crystal Sphincter Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well. June 22nd marks the celebration of New Catholic Media. If you can get there, the celebration is taking place at the Georgia Convention Center in Atlanta. You get to see and hear some of your well-known podcasters, bloggers, and others, like Jeff Miller, Catholic blogosphere's favorite funny man, the Kurt Jester, Lisa Hendy, who hosts Catholic Moments, Father Roderick Von Hogan, founder of SQPN and host of The Daily Breakfast and many other shows, Greg and Jennifer Willits of Rosary Army and That Catholic Show, Joe McLean, the Catholic hack himself, Father Seraphim Bishoner, the Catholic under the hood, and much more. In that same convention center, on 2 days immediately before that, by the way, is the 2008 Eucharistic Congress, so you have two great reasons to hang around Atlanta for the weekend. The Eucharistic Congress is on June 20th and 21st, and the Catholic New Media Celebration is on June 22nd. I'll leave a link to all of these in the show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Crystal Sphincter Anywhere or Crystal Sphincter TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Crystal Sphincter Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Crystal Sphincter Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal Sphincter Anywhere and Crystal Sphincter TV.
Made on a crappy PC.